This is 30 Minutes to Skaradosh, a Star Wars Rebellion-era Princess Leia comics-verse fanfic written by Half-Eaten Moon and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Leia Organa Yvonne Verlain, with additional tags for missing scene. "You can't offer yourself as a hostage," Yvonne had said, as soon as Leia told her the plan. "Yes, I can," said Leia, "and I will. And that's final." What was Yvonne supposed to say to that? She loved and respected Brea Organa and the whole Alderaanian royal family. Surely it was her duty to stop Leia from doing something this stupid. And yet, she was loyal to the Alderaanian throne before the Resistance, the galaxy before anything else. If Leia told her to help with this ridiculous plan, then she had to help. "You told her off for being too cold, for not weeping for Alderaan," Yvonne told herself bitterly. "Now she offers herself up to the Empire to save a single Alderaanian life. Isn't this what you wanted?" They were on their way to Skaradosh, where Leia was going to give herself up to the Empire in exchange for an Alderaanian refugee. They'd hitched a ride with a larger ship instead of traveling in their tiny two-person fighter, which meant that for once they could both get some sleep. They were tired enough to just pass out on the cramped side-by-side beds and not stir until they reached their destination, but they were both still awake. Leia, because she was typing out messages to someone or other, and Yvonne, because she was wrestling with what the fuck she was supposed to do now. She was furious that Leia was even considering this, and that because Leia had said so, Yvonne was going along with it too. But she'd been so hard on Leia when they'd met just a few weeks ago, and she had been so, so wrong. And now she was supposed to help Leia march to her death. "Is there something on my face?" Leia asked dryly. Yvonne blinked. She was just sitting cross-legged on the bed, facing towards Leia where she was curled up at the head of her own bed, tapping at the holopad on her knees. Yvonne didn't realize she'd been staring. She might be filled with inner turmoil over here, but she also hadn't slept in days. "If you're thinking of trying to talk me out of it, don't," Leia said, without looking up. "You should know by now that there's no point arguing over that." "No, I know that very well." Leia chuckled, a low, warm sound, and flicked her eyes upwards to meet Yvonne's for a moment. Yvonne felt it like a physical thing, still a shock to have the princess look at her with such affection. Then Leia turned her attention back to the pad in her hands. Yvonne took a deep breath. "Your Highness, I don't want to interrupt you if your work is important, but I need to say something." Leia blinked at her for a moment and put the pad down beside her. "No, it's not important. Just wanted to wrap up a few things before I go tomorrow." "What could be more important than sending your last messages before you give yourself up as a hostage?" "I'm sorry. I shouldn't have interrupted." Leia shuffled over to Yvonne's bed, not a long way to travel in their small room, and sat opposite Yvonne, her legs crossed in a mirror image of the other woman. She reached over and closed her hands around Yvonne's, sending another jolt up her spine. "What have I been trying to tell you?" Leia asked. One corner of her mouth quirked up in a half smile. "The whole reason I'm offering myself up as a hostage is because the needs of any single one Alderaanian is as important to me as anything else. So what do you need to say?" Yvonne could only gape at her a moment before she blurted out, "I was so wrong about you." To her shock and increasing discomfort, Leia gave that warm chuckle again and didn't let go of her hands. Yes, you were completely wrong about me. This was what made Leia so charming and so infuriating. She was blunt and fearless and went straight to the point, the kind of leader that Ivan would follow into battle without a second thought, even if she weren't Alderaanian royalty. And yet she did it while holding Ivan's hands. It went completely against what a princess was supposed to be. She couldn't just see Leia as a princess anymore. Not after everything they'd been through together, and the way Leia insisted on looking at her like a friend instead of a subject or a soldier. And Ivan wasn't sure what to do when she was starting to like Leia in ways that she was never supposed to think about the monarch. "I need to say that I'm sorry," Ivan said at last, when she managed to get her tongue unstuck. "I'm so sorry that I ever accused you of not caring about Alderaan. It was out of line to begin with, and it was completely wrong. I see how much you care now." "Well, you'd have to be a fool to miss it," Leia said. Ivan blinked. "You're not giving yourself up to prove it to me, are you? Because I already thought this was stupid, but that's really stupid." "Ivan, no. You're a princess. You don't have to prove anything to me. It's on me to learn to respect you. And anyway, you don't have to prove to me that you care about Alderaan anymore. I get it. Do you realize what I've seen you do? I watched you defy the rebellion, trick them all to escape so you could help more refugees, and I helped you do it even though it was stupid and..." I know. And I see it in everything you do, Your Highness, every day. I should have known. I just have to look at you to see how much you miss Alderaan. It's written all over you. You don't have to prove any..." Ivan had to stop suddenly, because Leia had let go of her hands, grabbed her by the shoulders, and kissed her. It was like her head was filled with static. Her whole world had narrowed down to Leia's mouth against hers, soft and setting every nerve in her lips buzzing. She opened her mouth a fraction, and then Leia was there too, her tongue hot and insistent against Ivan's, opening up to her as easily as Leia gave her everything else. Somewhere in the back of her mind, some part of Ivan was thinking that this was all terribly inappropriate. Ivan decided that it could shut up. After what felt like too long and not long enough, Leia finally eased herself away from Ivan and sat back on her heels with a smug half-smile. "I'm giving myself up because it's the right thing to do. But trust me when I say that I really, really don't want to leave you." Ivan gaped at her. "You can't kiss me and then still tell me I have to back you up when you give yourself up to the fucking Empire." Leia threw her head back and laughed. "Of course not," she smiled, tracing the shape of Ivan's jawline, and then pulling her in for another quick kiss. "I was never going to let them keep me. You're going to rescue me instead." Ivan raised a skeptical eyebrow, even as her heart leapt with hope. "You have a plan?"
"I have enough of a plan."
Ivan groaned and flopped back on the bed.
"One of these days, you're gonna kill me with all of the adventure, princess."
Leia climbed right back on top of her and kissed her again and again, until Ivan couldn't think about Alderaan or the danger or this stupid mission or anything anymore. Just the princess, Leia, here and warm and real in her arms. When Ivan was clinging to her, beginning to gasp, Leia raised her head and brushed her hair.
even more messy now.
Advarise.
You trust me, don't you?
Leia said, with a twinkle in her eyes.
In the space of a few weeks, they'd both lost their home, and Yvonne had gone from respecting the princess and hating her to being terrified of the woman's recklessness and determination to actually starting to like her to this. She was still just as convinced that Leia was going to be the end of her one day, refusing the protection of a guard like any royal should. But that was who Leia was. Yvonne liked her too much now to want her to be anyone else.
I'd trust you to the ends of the galaxy, Leia, Yvonne said at last, and pulled her in close to hold on to her as long as she could, before they flew back into danger again. The end.
Reader's notes. I didn't actually know who Yvonne Verlain was when I first read this fic, so I had to do some Googling. And I love her. I love her so much. She gives me so many feelings about the preservation of Alderaanian culture and also, like, just generally women in the rebellion. She shows up in the Star Wars Princess Leia comic book, and she's basically the exact opposite of Leia. She is tall and blonde, where Leia is short and brunette, physically speaking. But from a morals and, like, personal goals standpoint, they're very similar, very, or at least Yvonne, although when they first meet, Yvonne thinks Leia should act a certain way because she's royalty and has to preserve sort of the culture of the Alderaanian royal house. And Leia's like, well, there's none of us left, so we all, whatever I do now is obviously the right thing to do because it's, there's nothing to say otherwise. You know, like, I am the royal house, so what I do is what royals should do, not I must do different things because that is what royals should be doing. I don't know, so it's an interesting clash there in just sort of the aspects of Alderaanian culture that Yvonne exemplifies versus what Leia exemplifies. And then they get to be friends and they run missions. And there's this really hurtful, emotionally moving thing in one of the comics where Leia and Yvonne show up on Naboo to rescue some Alderaanians. I don't think that counts as a spoiler because you can find it on Wikipedia as well. And then, like, you get all of this really hurtful Leia feelings, and Yvonne is just there the whole time to support her and give her this extra perspective. And I love it. And I love it so much. There's this deep connection, too, between Yvonne and Brea, and so, like, there's a little bit of Leia sort of finding bits of her mom in Yvonne, or maybe I'm reading too much into it, but, like, there's that familiarity that because no one exists in a vacuum, no one exists in a void, and seeing Leia interacting with other Alderaanians and figuring out which elements of her people are the most important parts to save, and seeing Yvonne's perspective change as well about what she thinks are the most important parts to save. And also, according to Wikipedia, Yvonne is not named, but it has been retconned that she is the Y-wing pilot who survived the Battle of Yavin in Episode 4. So that's great. Obviously, she does pretty great stuff. So thank you to Half-Eaten Moon for putting this story on my radar and putting this character on my radar. And now I have feelings about her and care about her and love her so much. And her interactions with Leia are just beautiful. Leia as a princess versus Leia as a person and sort of what people think about those different aspects of Leia. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and you also love Yvonne now. I hope I've been saying her name right this whole time. Anyway, have a nice day.